Wanted to do a little bit more of a deep dive in the wheat today because I did get through the Senate bill when it comes to the Russia sanctions, and the agriculture portion that it looked like was in the bill pertains to Ukraine, not Russia. So I couldn't find anywhere in that bill where, like the crude oil market, if countries buy Russian crude, if this sanctions bill passes as it's written in the Senate bill, because President Trump has moved up the timeline from 40 to 50 days to just 10 days starting today, that would suggest that anybody buying crude oil from Russia will get 500% hit on their prices and their bill through the banking system and through a variety of ways. And they'll also be, it looks like, suspect to tariffs against them from our products to that same level. Now, I haven't read through the finite details, but it's ugly for crude oil for the Russians. It would essentially stop the Russian crude flows unless they try and do it illicitly and illegally against the United States. And it's also not that bullish for the wheat like I was hoping it would be. I'm not saying that the wheat market needs to go down because of this. What I'm saying is the wheat market's more susceptible to the ruble falling against the dollar, and that's where the hole was versus last week in terms of the price action and why there's a hole in the bucket in the wheat price action here with the ruble breaking lower to the dollar because of these sanctions, while crude oil moves up towards its monthly high. We'll want to be watch real carefully on the crude oil, especially with this micro investing platform and business model that I'm putting up, getting ready to put up in August once I get compliance approval on what I say to you. And so that's where we sit with the wheat in terms of the macro picture and its price action. Now let's drive down a little bit deeper into what happens typically in September soft red wheat in the last 10 years. And remember me talking about how this year, I started talking about this last week, I believe, how this year feels a lot like the August report or before the August report for corn and beans. Well, it makes sense because we are tracking very closely to last year in the September wheat complex. If you look from October all the way to July, especially as you get past February, while March and April we were higher this year and we were lower higher last year and lower this year, since that springtime period we've really started to come into play very similar to the May and the June and the July price action with last year as far as being down and up, up in May, down in June and July so far. Now, don't pay attention too much to the prices on there, like the net changes year month to month and year to year, because last year, for example, we were much, much higher in wheat price, and we fell $1.26 in the month of August as opposed to this year, in June, as opposed to 10 cents this year. And that's because the price was so much higher coming into the month of June of last year. What I do like, though, is it does show a pretty consistent pattern. If you just look across the matrix and the reds and the greens, what month sticks out to you that has the best prices? And it seems to be September and October. And if you notice in September, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of the 10 years that we've been higher in September. So that could be a delivery issue for the wheat. I'll do some more digging on that. And then October, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of 10 years, a higher price action going back in that month. So pretty interesting dynamic. I've got some other, these are called kind of heat gauges or heat tables. I've got some other heat tables I'll show you on wheat as we go through the week here. Last chart I've got is the November 1060 bean call against the December 450 corn call. Those are two examples, two possibilities you could have done when I recommended getting crop insurance coverage for 35 to 50% of your crop back on July 17th. So if you look at the up and down line, the vertical line on July 18th, you can see where the prices were around 24, 25. On the close in the 1060 call, now down to 11.5 for the 450 Dease call, which is the left axis. You're looking at about 12, maybe 11, 12 cents. We're down to about 4 or 4.5 cents now. So they've lost about half their value. Not a big loss, but a big percentage loss. As I said in one of the audios or one of the copies here recently, if I had to choose, because we took out the lows from 2 weeks ago, I'd be looking at getting rid of the bean calls as opposed to the corn calls. And it'll be interesting to see how we trade tonight, especially just as a follow-up with our big commentary above. What do we do now that we know that China was not the place where Argentina was sending corn? They had to come out and negate that, and it's actually Vietnam. It made the, I think, market feel a lot better. So we'll see what that what happens there, and see if that does any makes any difference to this market, along with that derecho issue that we have faced again in Iowa as of last night. And I'm reading up on that right now.